What is going on, guys? Welcome to the Create From Truth podcast. I'm your host, Will. And before I get into the topic today, which I'm excited to unpack for you guys, first I want to talk about Fundamentals Mastery. Guys, if you don't know what Fundamentals Mastery is, it's an online group coaching course that I created for online coaches who are under 10K a month. And just like the name suggests, want to master the fundamentals in order to get to where you want to go. This is something I see running rampant inside of the health and fitness online coaching industry, is that you're trying to do all of these different things at once. None of it is really working in the way that you want it to work. And you've bypassed mastering the fundamentals, which are the required stepping stones in order to help you progress and get you to where you want to go and start to have those 5K months, those 10K months as an online health and fitness coach. So if that's you, guys, I created this specifically for coaches like you. I do done-for-you content. I do monthly group trainings inside of Fundamentals Mastery every single month. In fact, we just did one yesterday going over some of the elements that I'm going to talk about in today's podcast, which is super fun. I go through different trainings, different marketing and sales and coaching, everything A to Z in terms of everything that you need to know as an online coach in order to create a six-figure income online. I have in Fundamentals Mastery. And not only that, I'm continuing to build every single week. So we have 14 people in it right now. I'm going to cap it at 20 for now, which means that there's only 6 spots left for now. And for the first 20 people, you guys get monthly 20-minute one-on-one calls with me. This is something I am going to put a hard, very hard cap on. It's not something I intended on doing. It's not something, honestly, I want to do for hundreds of people over time as I'm going to grow this. So if you want to be one of those last 6 people to order and get into Fundamentals Mastery, guys, it's only $97 a week. That's it. Cancel anytime. No sweat off my back. If you don't want to be in here, I don't want you in there. So it's totally up to you. You're in full control. The only thing I want for you is for you to be the best coach that you can be and to give you all the information that's going to get you to where you want to go. Other than that, it's all I can do. So if this sounds like you, send me a message on Instagram at Will Schiller Consulting is my profile with the words Fundamentals Mastery. I'm going to check your spelling on it too. Just kidding. Fundamentals Mastery, send me a quick DM on Instagram. I'll send you all the information and then we can just kind of take it from there. So with that being said, now that the housekeeping items are out of the way, let's get into the CIA framework. So the CIA framework is not Central Intelligence Agency, where the men in black are going to come with their black suits and their sunglasses and then erase your memory after you see the monsters. That's not what I'm talking about when I say CIA framework. What I'm talking about when I say CIA framework is it's a marketing process and overall a deep underlying branding and messaging tool that I've created with a few higher level one-on-one clients as well that helps you attract higher quality ideal types of clients inside of your content ecosystem. So what exactly do I mean by that? So a lot of coaches, they might not necessarily have a quantity problem. Like you have some past clients you've worked with, you might have a solid audience already, but you have a quality problem. And what I mean by quality problem is, have you ever hopped on a sales call and you go through your entire sales call, 45 minutes, you go really deep with this ideal type of client. They seem perfect. They seem like they'd be a pretty good ideal type of client for your coaching business. And then you get to the end of the call, you tell them that it's $400 a month, $500 a month, $600 a month, whatever your price point is. And then they say, oh, I don't think I can make that work. To be honest, I thought you would be like $25 a month. If that's been you, then you need to listen to this podcast because we need to fix a couple of things. And that is also you not necessarily attracting good ideal types of clients who are pre-qualified. This means you are hopping on that sales call a little bit too early. So what I'm going to talk about today in the CIA framework is going to really help with fixing problems like this, because I want you to go from those types of experiences to the types of experiences where you go through that same sales call and you say, yeah, it's $600 a month. And they say, oh, wow, that's great. I actually thought it'd be way more because your content's so good and because you seem so knowledgeable as a coach and the results that you share on your social media is so good. That's awesome. That's a steal. I'm in. So I actually had that happen to me the other day. Charlie, I don't know if you're listening to this, bro, but I remember when I went through all of our coaching in terms of what it would look like to work with me one-on-one, that's exactly what you said. You're like, damn, you know what? That's a steal. Let's do it. And I was like, yep, hell yeah. You're a perfect ideal type of client. Let's roll. So with that being said, guys, what the CIA formula is C stands for communicating your core values. So you guys have heard me talk about core values a lot, right? What exactly do I mean by core values? Core values are communicating some of the elements inside of your life that make you you, right? So like, let me use me for example, because you guys I know are following my content, listen to some of the podcasts that I'm putting out there. So it's a good example, and then I'll throw it over to you. So obviously you guys know I'm a business mentor and I've been doing this for the past 7 or so years. And obviously it's my main thing and my main focus when it comes to my career. But you guys also know my full picture as well, right? You also know I'm a father and I'm a husband, and those things are very important to me. You also know that I set up my business in a way where I like to strike that balance between spending time with my wife, spending time with my daughter, but also making sure that my clients are seeing the best results possible. And I'm continually finding that balance point to for me, because I have other goals, not just in business, right? So that's one. Another one is I'm a volunteer firefighter here in my town, and I freaking love it. I absolutely love it. I always wanted to be a firefighter when I was a kid, and that sense of serving your community, and when shit hits the fan, you get called and you go and you help in any capacity that you can. That is also a core value of mine, and it's something I love. In fact, I'm going to training at the fire hall tomorrow night, and especially with the nature of my work, just being an online coach and working behind my computer all day, which I have a love-hate relationship with, just getting around all the other firefighters, and like tomorrow we're going through ropes training, which is super fun, getting my hands on ropes. I love that kind of stuff, right? So it's a nice, I don't want to call it a hobby because I am a real firefighter. I've gone through years of schooling for it and everything, but it is something I do on the side, right? It's not like I make any money from it. I'm a paid on-call firefighter, but it's fun. And it's just, honestly, it's more so for my mental health than anything and seeing people, real human beings in the flesh instead of on Zoom all day. So that's a core value of mine too. Other core values, man, I love getting outside. I love hiking. I love paddleboarding. I love getting outside. I'm a big proponent of human beings need to spend more time outside. That's another core value of mine, right? So you guys might be in the process of saying, oh yeah, I really like Will's content. I want to learn a little bit more about what it would be like to work with him. But what's probably going on inside of your mind as well, because there's many other business coaches out there, right? Like you could hire anyone. You don't have to hire me. You could hire anyone. But what's probably going to help you make the decision to hire me, and I'm going to tie all this back to you here in a second, is some of those other intangible elements, right? Like my core values. It's the unique mix that I have of all of those different things that make me unique and make you, the listener, attracted to it, because you wouldn't be listening to this podcast if some of those core values you didn't share as well, right? So that's what I'm talking about in the CIA framework for the first letter C. Sharing some of these things is important. And guys, I have conversations with like my clients, and then also some of you guys who are more in my audience and just DMs and things like that before you start working with me. And I'll talk to you guys about sharing your story. I'll talk to you guys about sharing your core values. And I have to break some limiting beliefs in your minds, because, and I was like this too when I was growing Chiller Fitness, is you mistakenly think that you just need to share the science and the programming and just the nuts and bolts of getting your ideal types of clients results. And you don't think that the uniqueness of you and some of your past experiences and your beliefs and your core values are important. And that's a big mistake. And hey, I've been there too. I get it. I didn't think anything I did in my life was important when I was growing Chiller Fitness in my mid-20s. And I would talk about the science of things all of the time. And guess what happened? Don't get me wrong. I got clients. I built a good following. That was all good. But I also kind of fell into the sea of all of the other coaches as well. And it was sometimes hard for me to differentiate myself. Whereas when I started to share different things around me and around what made me unique, even if I had similar philosophies to other coaches, other ideal types of clients were more connected with my message because they saw me paddleboarding. Like literally, it could be as simple as that. Or because they saw me hiking in British Columbia all the time and how much I love that. Or because I shared a lot of mindset and stoic philosophy tips. And that was really important to me at that point in life too. And I connected with other people that way too. So these things, even though you might think they're insignificant, I'm telling you they're not. And in fact, I'm telling you they're your X factor and you should share them. You absolutely should share them. So that's the C in the CIA framework, is communicating your core value. The I is identity. So this is an important one too. You guys need to understand that you're not selling workouts. Okay. You're not selling diets. You're not selling abs. You're not selling a low body fat percentage. You're not selling optimizing your hormones. Sure, those are benefits of what you're selling, but it's not what you're selling per se. What you are selling is the person that they can become. I'm going to let that sink in for a second. That, my friends, is what you're selling as an online coach. All of those different benefits that I just mentioned, those are just side effects of the journey that they're about to walk to become that new person. And I'm not saying this in terms of suggesting that they're not good enough or they're not enough, who they are, things like that. I'm not saying that per se, but what I am saying is there needs to be a slight identity shift in order to become the type of person who is capable of seeing the results that they want to see. In fact, it's the same in your life. If you guys want to get to 10K a month, 20K a month, 30K a month, which is very, very achievable inside online health and fitness coaching, I can give you all the strategy in the world, but if you don't change yourself in certain areas, certain habits, certain limiting beliefs that are holding you back, certain environmental conditions that are holding you back, if you don't change some of these things and become the type of coach who's capable of having those 10K months, those 20K months, those 30K months, then I can guarantee you it's never going to happen, no matter how much strategy I throw your way. It's the same with your clients. You need to speak to that identity of who they're going to become in your content as well. Speak to this in your marketing. How does this new person carry themselves? How do they make decisions? How do they schedule their day? How are they organized? How do they walk into a room? That version of themselves is what they are buying. I want to make that very, very clear because again, guys, don't get me wrong. I'm all for the nuts and bolts and the details around the science, the optimization, all of those different things. That's a big proponent of what you do for sure. I'm not downplaying that. But you need to make sure that you're painting the full picture. And the full picture is them becoming a different type of person that's capable of achieving those things. So speaking to that identity is super important inside of your marketing. Again, when you speak to those things, it also price marinates inside of your ideal types of clients' minds that you're a coach who gets the full picture. Guess what comes with that? Increased value. What do I mean by increased value? I mean you can charge more, and I mean you're going to get less price objections because they know that you're a transformation specialist. You're going to get incredible results versus they can go down to 24-hour fitness, anytime fitness. They can hire an in-person PT for $60 an hour and they can get workouts all day. Shit. In fact, you can go to YouTube and you can get free workouts from different influencers there. You could get The Rock's app. You could get Chris Hemsworth app for $9 a month, like whatever it is, right? Those are all workouts. If you're selling workouts, you're competing with all that. And it's just going to be a race to the bottom. So you need to make sure that you're having that full picture when it comes to when you communicate what you do. Then the A, which is the final letter inside of the CIA formula, A is attraction. Okay, so what do I mean by attraction? If you do this right, so if you're communicating your core values and the core values of your ideal types of clients and you're finding that sweet spot between the two, you're also speaking to the identity and the type of person that your ideal type of client can become. And also the fact that you are living proof of that identity as well, more times than not, depending on your ideal type of client. Well, what you're going to see over time is that you don't have to put as big of an effort into lead generation maybe as you used to. Reason being is because these two things are starting to act like a magnet inside of your coaching, which is A, attraction. You are attracting, there's a magnetic pull to your ideal types of clients, to you, to your content. Now, all of a sudden, instead of you reaching out to them, they're starting to reach out to you. They're starting to ask you questions based off of your stories, based off of your content, based off of some of your podcasts. They're starting to ask a little bit more questions around your coaching, around what it would look like to work with you, around different clients that you've worked with. Now, all of a sudden, you've gone from a coach who doesn't know how to generate leads. You've gone from a coach who has to reach out to people all the time to try and drum up business, to a coach who has a waiting list of clients in your inbox waiting to work with you, wanting to know more. And this happens from the CIA framework, understanding how to communicate your core values, the identity of your ideal type of client and who they can become, what is the possibility and the vision for their life, and then attracting them magnetically through a good content framework. So that, my friends, is the CIA framework. I'm going to keep it really short in today's episode because this is something that I've been applying for a few of my one-on-one clients as well, my higher level one-on-one clients and private clients. And it's something that has been working incredibly well. This isn't necessarily a strategy or a tactic, things like that. It's more so underlying principles. It's more so the tone and the underlying message across everything that you do. Okay. It's important. And what happens over time, just like I said, at the top of this podcast, is that your ideal types of clients, and when they actually become a paying client, they start to stay with you longer. Okay. They're in it for the long term. They start to tell their friends about you. This is how you can turn one client into three extremely quickly. This is what I call coaching alchemy. Coaching alchemy is a concept that I teach a lot of my higher level one-on-one clients. Is something I'm going to teach in Fundamentals Mastery as well. So if you guys aren't in there, get in there. Super affordable and shit. I don't know what you're doing if you're not in there. If you're listening to this podcast, guys, I'm usually not bullish on anything, but I am bullish on this. If you're listening to this podcast, get into Fundamentals Mastery. Honestly, it is going to serve you in the best possible way. Get in there. Anyway, this is how you can turn one client into three, okay? When you have effective, good marketing where you're attracting 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10 ideal types of clients, you have an incredible onboarding system and your clients see some quick wins within the first 1 to 3 weeks, this is when they tell friends about you. So every single one client that you get for marketing, which is everything I can help you with, when I also help you implement some of these coaching systems, you get one client within, I would say, 15 to 24 days, it turns into three. Why does it turn into three? Because that one client told two friends about you who are cut from that exact same cloth. And they were so blown away from A, the sales and the onboarding experience, but also B, the first couple of weeks of coaching and the results that they're already seeing, that people talk. And if this isn't happening to you, I'm not saying you're a bad coach. I'm saying you're probably a good coach if you're listening to this podcast, but I guarantee you there's some things we can optimize in the first 1 to 3 weeks. So all of that's coming because I know some of you Fundamentals Mastery students listening to this podcast. All of that's coming for you guys as well. But this is something I want you to start wrapping your head around and applying inside of your marketing, applying inside of the conversations you're having with ideal types of clients, and applying inside of your value videos because it'll have a huge impact inside of the success and, more importantly, the sustainability and the longevity of your online coaching businesses. So that being said, guys, if you're not into Fundamentals Mastery yet, send me a DM on Instagram with the words Fundamentals Mastery. I will get you in before the spots are all sold out because I'm putting a cap in March at 20. We're already at 14. And with that being said, guys, I will see you in the next podcast. Take care of yourselves.